Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. Start your day off with the great taste of American-made Blackout Coffee. It's family-owned, it's premium coffee, it's fresh roasted, and get this, it is shipped out within 48 hours of roasting. Go to blackoutcoffee.com, promo code PDB for 20% off your first purchase. It's Thursday, 21 March. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, in the face of an increasingly antagonistic China, Taiwan has publicly confirmed for the first time that there are U.S. troops stationed on their front lines. Also, we'll discuss the implications of a new report revealing that roughly 200,000 deportation cases have been thrown out under President Biden due to officials in the administration filing the wrong paperwork. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Xi and his Chinese Communist Party in Beijing heightened tensions in the South China Sea. We're learning now that there are U.S. troops stationed in Taiwan on a permanent basis, including on an island just 1 mile off of China's coast. The rare admission came from the Taiwanese defense minister, who acknowledged during a recent press conference that U.S. troops have been training the Taiwanese military on the country's outlying islands. In the event of an invasion from the Chinese mainland, these islands, of course, would serve as essentially the front lines of the conflict. The U.S. remains Taiwan's largest arms supplier and international supporter, but has not had an official military presence in Taiwan since 1979. China's increasing aggression towards the island democracy, however, is clearly, possibly, maybe, changing America's approach. Reports first emerged in 2021 that a small contingent of U.S. forces had spent a year in Taiwan, secretly training their military. In February of 2023, it emerged that the U.S. planned to increase the number of U.S. troops on the ground in Taiwan to between 100 and 200, up from just around 30 or so in 2022. An amendment in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act opened the door for sending additional American troops to Taiwan on a more permanent basis to conduct training programs for the Taiwanese troops. Specifically, U.S. Army Green Beret from the 1st Special Forces Group have been permanently stationed on the outlying island counties of Penghu, not to be mistaken for Pingu, the beloved animated penguin character, and also Kinmen at bases operated by Taiwanese Army Special Operations Forces. That's according to a Newsweek report. Parts of Kinmen are just over a mile from the southern coast of China. The Special Forces team is focused on strengthening Taiwan's rear defenses in an effort to prevent Chinese infiltration and sabotage. Military experts in Taiwan say the relationship with U.S. military is primarily focused on defense, as well as plugging any blind spots or shortcomings within the Taiwanese military. Reports also indicate that American forces are deployed in the northeast city of Taoyuan on Taiwan's mainland, providing specialist training on drone equipment and operations. Taiwan's military reportedly hopes to soon acquire the technology for use by their own elite airborne special service company. The Pentagon declined to comment on the reports, but a spokesman reiterated that, quote, the U.S. commitment to Taiwan is rock solid, end quote. The acknowledgement of American boots on the ground comes as China continues to intensify their aggression towards Taiwan. Over the past few months, China has been increasing the number of military ships and aircraft that they send to the waters near Taiwan for drills. Observers say the military exercises, which are now taking place on a near daily basis, are meant to test Taiwan's defenses and simulate a potential invasion. The latest provocation came on Thursday, when 32 Chinese military aircraft were detected by Taiwan flying near the island within a 24-hour window. Officials said 20 of these aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and that's essentially the unofficial barrier between China and Taiwan. It was the second highest number of Chinese aircraft detected near Taiwan this year. Coming up after the break, we'll discuss a surprising new immigration report that reveals that under President Biden, roughly 200,000 deportation cases have been thrown out due to officials filing the wrong paperwork. It's the paperwork that's thrown out, not the illegal migrants. I'll be right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. I want to bring your attention to a report published on Wednesday that highlights the state of America's broken immigration system. According to the Transnational Records Access Clearinghouse, that's a nonpartisan group that tracks immigration case data and backlogs, since President Biden has been in office, immigration judges have thrown out approximately 200,000 deportation cases because the Department of Homeland Security failed to file the proper paperwork. The report states that officials are failing to file what's called a Notice to Appear, or an NTA, to thousands who are apprehended illegally crossing the border. You can think of an NTA as the U.S. Immigration Court System's version of an indictment. It's essentially the beginning of legal proceedings issued by the Department of Homeland Security to non-citizens who are in the U.S. illegally. The NTA informs the individual that the government intends to remove them from the United States and presents the allegations and charges against them. Now, these NTAs must also be filed with the court where the individual is told to appear for the hearing to take place. Without an NTA, the deportation case has to be tossed. Is this sounding confusing enough for you yet? This used to be fairly rare. Between 2014 and 2020, according to statistics, less than 1% of deportation cases were dismissed because of NTAs not being filed with courts. Well, that number now stands at over 8%. In 2020, during President Trump's final year in office, this happened just 6,500 times. When President Biden took office the following year, the number ballooned to nearly 34,000 times. The numbers then jumped again in subsequent years, hovering around 68,900. Let's call it 69,000, should we, in 2023. The report also found that DHS only corrects these dismissals for 1 in 4 migrants. Yeah, that's all we can get around to, is 1 in 4. Meaning of the 200,000 cases since Biden took office, 75% simply disappear in the shuffle of bureaucratic paperwork. After that, the report adds, there's no solid information about what happens to these immigrants. They simply remain in the country in legal limbo. And it sounds like everything's working according to plan. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Thursday, 21 March. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.